Blog Talk Radio.
This is the voice of Mocha 868, and you're listening to The Living Room, brought to you by El Nostro Regno Radio. Welcome to our kingdom.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Living Room. And we are glad to have you here, and yeah, we're just starting up the shop here. Mocha will be along in a few So we're going to be getting some stuff started up. We're excited. We're talking about gratitude, positive things today. And we're going to have some great poetry. And I want to just first of all say how grateful I am to each and every one of you guys for everything that you do to keep me sane, to keep me going, to keep me honest. And I'm kind of excited to see everyone. And I see Irish out there. I've seen Gonzo out there. I think Titus is probably out there a little bit. So once again, represented all over the place throughout the world. I actually have a little bit of a treat for you guys right now. And I'm going to change it up just a little bit. I will put her words out there. But I have my friend from Serbia. Her name is Joe. And she is both a poet and an author. She is also on Instagram by the name of Neptuniana. And like I said, I've got one of her books, phenomenal book. I would suggest it to everyone. Man, I got so many books from so many different poets now. But definitely something to check out, something worth reading. It can be found on Amazon, and the name of her book is, hold on one second, Isolation, spelled with I-S-O-U-L-A-T-H-M-N. Let me respell that. I-S-O-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. And her name is Jovana, J-O-V-A-N-A, and that would be Jovana Grujic, G-R-U-J-I-C. So definitely check her out on Amazon. Here's a little snippet of her, what she does and her.
I've always wondered how to know if something's right, and every thing I found, it is when both of your feet are pointed in the same direction, when your entire body trusts that this is just a phase with no clear signal, and time loses its regular shape, it becomes moment. All the outside world moves inside to shed a light on what's to come.
And that was just a little bonus here for today, getting a little bit of a positive vibe going. And that's what we're after today, positive vibe. I want to say I'm very grateful for, like I said, each and every one of you. Throwing a special grateful to Mocha for everything she does and everything she is and who she is. And bringing all this together, really appreciate her tremendously. And thank you for all you do, Mocha. And thank everybody for all they do, because you guys are just amazing. I love the I love a place where I can go be myself, just relax and not have to worry about things. Not have to worry about doing this, doing that, being all over the place or anything like that. So thank you for being who you are, for making my days the better days, and for bringing me up in such a way. And Giovanna, Joe, thank you for allowing me to share your wonderful words. And she is a very, very full of wisdom. And this right here is another one of those wonderful pieces that gives us direction and gives us a way to move. And I really appreciate all she does for that. All right, let's start out the poetry. And like I said, our dear Mocha will be joining us shortly. So what I'm going to do, let me see what I want to do here. I think what I'm going to do, actually, I am going to start us off by reading a little Dylan, okay? And this is called Shades by Unholy King, a.k.a. Dylan. And and I'm going to tell you what, whether it is positive or not, I'm going to let Dylan's words speak for themselves. He wrote this 20 days ago, and thank you for participating, for writing, and everything like that. So this is called Shades. Be damned, all alone once more. Left mind fucked behind a velvet door. Should I burn my will like all the bridges? Am I that fragile? Forgiveness is a sick medicine, but it will keep you sane. Be careful not to overdose, unless you like being asleep the most. End poem. Well, I see. Hello, Irish. And listening in right now. Great to see you around. And wow, this is a powerful piece. You know, sometimes we can go overboard on the forgiveness train. Yeah, we can forgive people, but let's not forget what people have done to us at times. Let's not forget those moments that have hurt us, those moments that have brought us down. Forgiveness is a way to let go of something. But if we keep on keeping on and being being that person who constantly forgets on how everybody has stomped all over us and turned us into like hamburger at times, we'll never become that person we need to be in that fully completed and revised persona. So I'm just taking a look at this and seeing that, that's kind of the message that I'm getting here on this is, if you overdo forgiveness, sometimes we forget what other people have done to us. So be careful. Forgive, but don't necessarily forget. All right, let me go into... A little Phil the Poet here, folks. And we got a nice little recording. Hello, Patrick. Oh, wait. Is everybody hearing me? Check 1, 2. Gonzo, can you hear okay? I'm hoping that we're not dealing with a problem here. I might have to double check something. Okay, I'm on the phone here. So hold on 1 second. I know you can hear Irish. Okay. Now, Patrick is not on the phone. He is trying to listen through the internet. And I don't know where that is. Hold on one second. Let me get back to the board here. And like I said, I am going to put the show link back up. Then we'll play a little bit of Phil the Poet, and then we'll keep it going. But yeah, right now I'm the only one here. Gonzo, Irish, you're not going to be able to hear her. She's going to stay on hold. Mocha will be coming in a little bit. I've already been talking to her. So right now we're going to hear, we're going to hear Phil the Poet. And so here we go.
Is a poem by Phil the Poet called Rising Up to Greet the Dawn. A glimpse of light shines through a half-opened curtain. The silence is filled with the joyful chatter of bluebirds, calling me to arise and greet the dawn with an encouraged kiss, while lying in the realm between wake or sleep. I stare. The climbing sun dissolves the purple cloud of dusk. My eyes blinking, blinded by the light's pecking rays. I arch my body as I stretch, lifting up my hands in the air, chasing the shadows from the four walls of my mind. The blackbirds fly from branch to branch of a cypress tree, where the daylight churns the moon into eggshell pieces, crushing it into dust upon the earth under a child's foot, scattering the sleeping tapestries from my orbits. I spread my wings to greet the dawn like an eagle, free from the caged twisted sheets and foaming waters that had me tossing underneath burnt columns of fear. But now they have faded like chalk fizzing in magnesium. I stand by the window frame with a cup of tea in my hand. I smile as I watch the beginning of a brand new day blossom before me, feeding my imagination to write. I finish my drink and thank God that I'm still alive. End poem.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. Hold on one second. Messages going out, so hang out, folks. All right, yeah. Ultimately, I love this little get together. There's so much things when you're waking up and seeing a new day and going forward. I love the little prompts that they put on the bottom. Wind sets the curtains in motion. Daylight chases the fantasies. And number nine, and dawn shines rays on days and tosses shadow graffiti. I really like the way that this is put together because there's so many times that when I'm waking up, there's different moments, different things that I feel. And ultimately, they all boil down to that that ending right there. And thank God that I'm still alive. I'm still alive. You're alive to face a new day. You're alive to breathe in that new dawn, to allow things to get into you and make you feel better and make you feel like it's a new day, like you're getting better. And you're allowing it to get back into you. You know, there's just so much within a waking up period and a period that you actually grab a hold of the day. I like this whole thing about it's just a capture of a moment, of a part of your day, but I think one of the most important parts of the day. Your whole day can be made up positive or negative just by the way you wake up, just by the way you grab a hold of the day, and just by the way that the day grabs a hold of you. And I think that that is such a powerful way to put it, and such a powerful image. And I really, really enjoyed the way that Phil brought that picture and brought that way to to light. I really liked that. That was cool. That was clever. That was unique. And like I said, I really, really liked that. There's so much more that we'll be able to do. I'm going to do one thing here for a second, and I'm going to do a little bit of an intermission, and we're going to get some more poems going here in a second. Just bear with me. There we go. Let me try to play this one. Thank you. right, all right. We are back and in action here. I'm glad that we're still here and still having a wonderful time. There's so much to do and so much to read here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab another poem for me to read here. And this one is by our very own Driscona Femora. Drizzy, Dragon, whatever you want to call her. She's got many, many names. And this is Femora the Soul Weaver. And this is Seeking You Peace Within. The voices are often too loud, but there is one which stills my quivering quintessence. Behind these eyes which seek within a deeper darkness, lost whispers which cause me to cleave to delicate memories of our forbidden, cursed armor. With a most tender caress, I hold us in ginger embrace. Poem. This was such a cool, cool poem. And I really enjoyed how she brought this forward. That there's something about this poem. She says, oh, I didn't think it was that positive. Yes, it's very positive. It shows that even in the darkness, a person can have a slight of light, a touch of light that allows them to hold on to something, that allows them to hold on to a situation, a feel per se of something just amazing within their own situation, within their own lives. No matter how dark we get, no matter how much of a situation it turns into, I think that it ultimately gives us hope that even in the darkness, we look at possibilities of greatness, of love, of hope, of just someone else being there. And I think that's what a lot of us have been for each other. We've had those moments of darkness. We've had those moments of despair. We've had those moments where we walk and tread through something like a valley that is keeping us down, that is keeping us kind of like anchored to something that has held us in the past. But ultimately, we have got to understand that, you know, bottom line, you're not alone in what you're walking through. You're not alone in going through all this pain. You're not alone in the situations that surround you. And I think that is important to understand. And let's continue on here with the poetry. Yeah, we got it's quite a poetic lineup here. I'm kind of excited to hear Gonzo, Nine of Hearts, Titus. Everybody's got these wonderful poems all set up for us and ready to go. We thank each and every person that is part of this adventure that we live in, because you guys have all done such incredible things, bringing us out of these dark places, bringing us out of of different types of situations. So what I'm going to do next, and I know he may eventually show up, so I might not want to play him. I don't know. I got a lot of different possibilities. But I know she's here, so I will go ahead and read another poem. And this is for Irish, who is listening in and who is one of my favorite poets. I'll say it right now. Yes, you are Irish. I love your rawness and your wisdom beyond the years, because that's what you have. You've been through so much, and you're able to bring this to people, and they're able to relate to what you go through. And I'm glad that you're able to bring something like this today. This is called Understanding Hope and Peace by Irish Moonlight Sorrow. To know is not to understand, and to understand is not to know. Yet alone comprehend the idea of hope, peace, and gratitude. It's a complexity, a luxury that is incomprehensible. It is a thin line that must be walked with care and grace. However, it is still incomprehensible. Therefore, the complete understanding of the idea of hope and peace is an impossibility. That is still of far greater merit or value than that of understanding and total comprehension. End poem. Do you see what I'm talking about, saying that she is wise beyond her age? She just brings in so much wisdom. I love this piece because there are things in our lives that we're not supposed to understand or comprehend, and we get so upset when we don't understand or comprehend them, and we worry ourselves too much about it. These ideas, these complexities of hope, peace, gratitude, different things like that, they are incomprehensible. How can people have hope? How can we have peace or gratitude? How can we allow that stuff to come in when this world tries to push on us down our throats that we're all living in a hopeless, chaotic world, and we're never supposed to be in tune with ourselves? We're never supposed to allow ourselves to have that moment of zen, that moment of relaxation, that moment of peace within ourselves, where we're at, when we're at, how we're at. And we just allow ourselves to sit there and relax. You know, there could be, I remember when I went to Baghdad, and there was a war all around me. And, you know, with that war all around me, you know, I was still able to find those moments, those situations where I can relax. And hold on one second, and find peace in my day. And and allow that peace to overtake me. I remember moments as the sun was setting alongside one of the man-made lakes over in Baghdad. There was silence in the air. There were birds singing. There was the jackals down at the waterside cackling and just, doing what they do. And I was just finding peace within all that situation. You could breathe. You could relax. You could just take in, even though there's this chaotic war around us that surrounds us. And that was quite an interesting moment. Hold on one second. All right, just asking questions there. But like I said, Irish, beautiful poem. Beautiful message, and that I really, really find freaking dynamite. I wish everyone would grab a hold of those type of messages. All right. Let us bring in the Queen of the Castle for a little bit. Hello, Mocha.
Hi, Jay.
Hello.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, great. So sorry I'm late. I don't feel very well today.
Yeah. And we might just keep Mocha on hold, folks, just to give her a little strength. She is not feeling well today, so I just send you healing and love and everything that we can send you, Mocha.
Thanks, Sherry. I just wanted to at least hear, because we just started shows. I didn't want to miss any shows that we just started back, and I don't know why I don't know why I say it is conspiring to make me sick my first few shows back.
You just relax, and if you want to come in, just message me, okay? And I'll let you come in,
okay.
But otherwise I'll just let you sitting back, listen, and everybody know that she is here. She is hearing your poetry, and we love you, Mocha, and we just want you to get better.
Thanks, Jay. Oh, I almost completely forgot. I should probably drop my poem for this week.
I think you should. So, all right, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to listen to a little Titus, okay?
Awesome.
All right, everybody, let's cue up Titus and get him moving here. And I wasn't ready for that. Okay, here we go.
The eight most wonderful sights. Canyons collide to half long distance love. Now braided with mountains, a rainbow above, making ours the eight most wonderful sights. To exceed the Taj Mahal, for her beauty might be unfounded. While the Shah Jahan does rely on whose envy isn't diamonds, but the sky. The rivers serve as mirrors for the amusement of lovemaking. Taking every breath, the ascent, the lake bestows the comfort of an idyllic land. Onyx and ivory white, her purity is as grand a moonlight I have seen upon that horizon. Pointing at the edges of what might we upon sit. Like Greek gods, she matches any wonder, why the path to your heart may put asunder. constellations are put to good cause, for hours our stars have been plucked. The small hours, it would mean feather light, for beauty sleep. Under starlight, the throw is hoisted, don't peek. Rumour I take it north of where I first wept, in Masuri, an angel, the secret I have kept.
Wow, I'm kind of like grooving around to that beat, but oh, what a beautiful, beautiful tribute. I love the way that tribute goes. No problem, Irish. But Titus, what a love poem. That I'm just absolutely phenomenally blown away by that poem, because it's such a declaration of love. It's such a declaration of how you feel about the woman you love. And I think that right there is just a wonderful testament, a wonderful way to put all that. Wow. That is just absolutely a beautiful, beautiful testimony. Because the Taj Mahal is just a wonderful tribute in itself. From what I understand, it was kind of a gift for for a lover, if I'm not mistaken, and ultimately it turned into a wonderful shrine. But I love the way that you mention Shah Jahan and everything like that. You not only brought in the tribute itself, but you also touched with some of the features, the way that it's put together, and the history behind it. So I love the way this whole thing plays out. Yep. It's now Shah Jahan and his wife's kind of their tomb, where their final resting place. Yep, I love that. I love the way that is put together. And Mocha, if you want to say anything about this.
Yeah, I do. I mean, we asked everybody what they were grateful for, and I chose this topic this week because I wanted to hear beautiful, uplifting sort of poetry that puts you in very wonderful, loving space. Titus, of course, goes to that exact space when he speaks about his wife in any context, really. His love for her is so great and so devout. I enjoy reading anything that he's written for her, and this was just very, very gorgeous. He had so many wonderful little lines in there. On whose envy isn't diamonds, but the sky. I love that. You know, the rivers serve as mirrors for the amusement of love making, taking every breath, the ascent. The lake bestows the comfort of an idyllic land. We've made every aspect of the environment around him into this sort of beautiful metaphor for all the different ways that he loves and cares about his wife. It's very gorgeous. He chose really great descriptive language, and the whole audio is very soothing to listen to as well. We were right with the background music. poem, and if you did whisk you away to a sort of place of time, you know? Awesome job, Tyler.
Yeah, I agree with you. We were transported right there to India, and I really love that. You know, that would be so cool to stand in front of the Taj Mahal and see the Taj Mahal. I believe Titus spent some time in India too, so that's cool that he was able to bring us there and kind of touch in that example as well. All right. I think, are you up for a little Wayne?
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard Wayne in a minute.
Yeah, he wrote something the other day that I think ultimately kind of goes into our wheelhouse here a little bit. So enjoy this piece right here.
This is called Castle in Comfort. In every wood, in every spring, there is a different green. On every hill, above everything, there is a sculptured scene. Polished perpendicular palace with dotted domes of teal. High rise, honey happy homes, highlights haze on hill. Marbled mosaic mint mountains, molded many memories. Moist moss on glazed green grass, framed fruity stories. Cashmere coated cotton clouds, covers silky slotted sky. Flat fluted evergreen ferns, forged shadows etched in eye. Scarlet dotted tall tosus, guard fancy flamingo flowers. Emerald eyes, a peppermint princess, stare from teal towers. Dehydrated doe deer dances during diamond daylight. Olive owl softly serenades cathedral garden grounds tonight. Wintergreen makes nostrils keen in the mist of early spring. Aardvark barks till nearly dark as honeydew and clover sing. Limp-laced, long-haired, porcelain-eyed princess cracked corkscrew. Crisp, corduroy, curly king toast the crystal crescent view. In.
Oh my gosh, talk about alliteration. I mean, he just laid it down and went all over the place with it and painted this absolutely beautiful picture. And I hope
I think he went through the entire alphabet.
I think he did too, and I think ultimately I'm hoping that this castle that we're in, this kingdom that we're building, is a comfort for him and a comfort for many, as it's been for me. And I'm very grateful for, like I said, everybody. Definitely you, Mocha, I'm very grateful for you. So I love the way that this one's put together, the metaphors, the descriptions, the use of, I'm pretty sure this was a word bank somewhere had to
but oh my god,
if it wasn't, I mean, he just blew my mind because that was like beyond my brain exploding. I loved it. I loved it, and I love the way he put it together. What do you think, Mocha? Oh, and she has dropped. Go figure. Go figure. Hey, Patrick, glad you're set up now. But like I said, this was Wayne. What you did here was absolutely brilliantly scripted, brilliantly put together, brilliantly everything that I could imagine. It's just like a fine feast of little bit of poetic food that you gave us a freaking buffet right in front of us. And I am loving that. I am absolutely loving that. Let me just double check something. Okay. And hopefully that she'll call back. And like I said, I'm not going to let this one go too much. I'm not going to let this one go for now because there's just too much going on with this. I love this, how it went. Dotted domes of dill. Honeyed habitat. High-rise honeyed habitat homes highlights haze on hill. Holy Toledo mackerel and all can be. I'm just beyond speech with the alliterations here. Just incredible, incredible use. Mocha, what do you think of Wayne here?
Well, Wayne is obviously super impressive with his vocabulary gymnastics. And I love seeing him do this form of poem where he's got this very strong alliteration. And then, but he's not sacrificing on description. You know, they're all adjectives. They're all very descriptive words that give you vivid images in your mind when you read it. Like marbled mosaic mountains molded many memories. It's not easy to do this. And Wayne constantly, I think, when he does these styles, sort of flexes his writer muscles. Shows how wide the range of his vocabulary is, and not only that, how well he can keep to a form, because he did this entire thing and he also made it rhyme on top of it, on top of using the alliteration that is a different letter in almost every line. You know, when he does polish, perpendicular palace with dotted domes of steel, and then the next line he's on the letter H, and then the next line he's on the letter M, and then G, and you know, it really does sort of feel like he goes through the entire alphabet. I think I would like to challenge Wayne to do that one day, make alliteration poetry with the entire alphabet in alphabetical order.
He'll do it. I know that.
I would just love to see if he can. I feel like he would take up that challenge and nail it with stride.
He is, you know, like I say, I always call him a rocket scientist because he did some missile defense for the military. And so I always call him a rocket scientist. I'll never stop calling him that either because he's got – he's got an incredible IQ and incredible knowledge base, and he pulls that out into his writing, and I love the way he does that. All right. Next up, let's put in a little Nine of Hearts.
Yeah, it's extremely creative and so tricksy. Like, it's so witty.
Absolutely. All right, let's, we're going to play a little Nine of Hearts now, and here we go.
Of death by cycles and life beyond death by nine. Lacerated lips, mutilated heart, naked in the bay, wishing to wake up from a wanton dream of swarming sawdust sand that rapes your gashes, sears, and closing as you stand. The sun is gliding down, your heart beats like a gong, a broken metronome to dictate your last song. And it reverberates, starts pumping high octane, reverses all the waves, and it hits you like a train. That you've heard it play, that you've known it, and that you're just a doll in its play pretend, that it plays your days and rewinds your nights like a ballerina music box. That the doleful gleam of your porcelain skin is the single greatest mortal sin, and the pirouette you once called a dance is an echo void of circumstance. But the sun shall set as the final thud, as the closing lid of the music box, and you'll dance again. No, wait. Echo. Right. The same sad odd bait to that fucking same design. Lacerated lips. Mutilated heart. Pumping high octane, naked, in the bay. Sun is slipping still. Just about to touch the sea. Waves are in dismay. But it is you that they obey. So lift your supple hand. Now you know you can. And clutch that dying sun. And pluck it from the sky. And kiss it for good night. And your lips shall heal and then form a smile. And then place it near your heart. And your heart shall mend the fleeting time. And your heart shall mend and shall never die. End poem. You gotta say that, right?
I put in the end poem there. But there's, you know, I kind of like the way that he repeats himself a lot within that He has a repetition that's going on within this poem that I really enjoy, when it talks about lacerated lips and then it goes back into lacerated lips. The way he read this too was kind of like he's sitting on a stage just doing some spoken word, and he puts the speed into certain areas and then he eases himself in other areas. It's like something like a performance piece where he's able to bring you into a certain feel by the way that he presents the poem in itself. And I think that that was a fantastic way to listen to it, to read it, to see it, to just experience it, because it wasn't just something to read, it wasn't just something to listen to, it was something to experience. And really enjoyed the experience that he gave us in this poem. Wonderful job, Nine. Brilliant way that you put that. Mocha, were you able to hear it okay? Yeah, her phone line is not is kind of acting up here and there. So, let me just check something. Yes, but 9, I love that experience. I love the way that you brought the whole thing together and sent it out to us. Really appreciate that. Let me try something here. All right, I'm going to... Mocha, do you have yourself on mute, just in case? All right, she's going to call right back. And once again, we're dealing with phone issues. That this time it's not blog talk, but, you know, it's stuff that you have to deal with. Technical difficulties, folks, technical difficulties that hopefully we'll be able to get over. Hey, there you go. I got you. Were you on mute?
I didn't put my cell phone, that's for sure.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. I wasn't on mute. So.
No problem. No problem.
Surprise. That he dropped this one, actually. Week. Considering that the topic is, what are you? And I don't know what he's suggesting by dropping this particular one. I don't know. For fun or for, you know, the tough moments that he's been through, or for me, I'm a little confused as to what he's grateful for where this poem is concerned. But I do love this poem, actually, and I'm not just saying that because it was written for me. I'm saying that because it's a good poem. One of the first poems from 9 that I really slept with. There's actually a story behind the first time that I read this poem. I remember reading it the first time and thinking, oh wow, you know, the feelings in this poem really hit me close to home, or I find them so relatable. You know, there's a lot of, I see a lot of myself in this poem, and then I get to the bottom of the poem after reading it for the first time, and then realize, he wrote me, Ramondez. And I was like, why? I hadn't expected that someone would put so much thought into a piece for me for that contest. But 9 did. And it was a very beautiful piece. There was the sense of darkness in it. The way he uses his words, with the little repeating refrain that you've heard it play, that you've known it end, that you're just a doll, and that it plays a date and wonders. I think there's something about repetition, and I think I've said this before, that really reinforces your message and hooks the reader. It almost became like a song. And it was generally write, you know, very light, and to sort of read between the lines of this photo and pull emotions out, pull out an emotional texture from it that most other people did not quite get. Most other people looked at the picture for Catching the Sunset as this sort of very beautiful, positive, uplifting scene, whereas Nine saw something completely different. And this is why I love giving photo prompts. I love seeing how people go in different directions with the stage. This poem was about overcoming, essentially, the adversity to the face. And Nina told me that he wrote it to sort of cheer me up a bit.
That's awesome. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read my poem. We're going to do your poem. And then we're going to do our gonzo. So that's the plan I have right now. Did she drop again? Yes, she dropped again. So hold on. Definitely do not want her missing out on all this. And I don't think she was actually done with her statement either. But technology, folks, technology. I don't know if it's SoundCloud or if it's the Talk Now app, but we're dealing with some technology problems. And let's see what we got going on here, folks. We're waiting because she does need to read her, please. I do need to read mine. But we want to remind everybody that we're going to turn this, the living room, back into a regular thing where every single Thursday, noon Eastern, we will be out here reading poetry, talking about different types of topics, dealing with that poetry, dealing with our lives, what we're like this week we are with gratitude, what are you grateful for. And I love these poems about the gratitude, about how everything's put together and how people grab a hold of different things, like Phil talking about just grateful being alive. And sometimes that's what you need to do, be grateful for being alive, be grateful for being at peace, be grateful for the ones we love, and for different things like hope. And, yeah, just grateful for all this stuff that we have a tough time dealing with, or we have an easy time dealing with. But ultimately, that's what we got to go for. And let's take a look. We got plenty of time, folks. We got plenty of time. Out on the board, what are you guys grateful for in your lives? What really fires you up about gratitude and about different things like that? I know Patrick is listening. I know Gonzo is. Come on, folks. What are you guys grateful for? Love to hear that. Like I said, I want to thank the different people around the world who are listening in. We got Titus and, over in the UK. I got my friend Joe out in Serbia. Nine, who's in Croatia. Gonzo in Canada. I got different people living. V, who is normally in the UK, but today she's on vacation. And let's see if we got it working now. All right, do we have a better connection? Yeah, hi. Do we have a better connection? That's what I'm asking. You're breaking up just a little bit.
Oh, dang. It might be my signal today.
That's a little bit better, if you can keep up with this. We're going to let you go ahead and read your poem next. That way we can,
okay.
If you do drop, we will be able to definitely listen to you. So you're up.
Let me just find it here very quickly. Thank you, Jay, for putting it on the board.
No problem,
okay.
No problem.
A woman called Last This Man. I am grateful for every stone that tucks in my path and trips my words over my feet. They let build the aftermath onto pages, bruises into my knees. I am grateful for every drawing on my parade. After these barons, they remind me I'm alive. When clouds dissipate, the grass will be greener, and the birds will chirp, this too shall pass.
Oh, and with that, she ended up dropping again. And if she comes back, we'll go ahead and, gosh. Yeah, let me go ahead. I'm going to play a little intermission music right now, and then we'll get back online. So we're going to get moving a little bit with different things. Let me see if I can. Where is it? Let's put this one in. Thank you. back. We're trying to do a few things here. And in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and read my poem. And we're still having difficulties with connections, and that's fine. That's how live radio works. And I'll just do this so people can enjoy this little tidbit of poetry. It's called Listen to Our Ocean. And I hope you guys enjoy this. Place the speckled whelk on the sinistral side of your ribs as I listen to the ocean swells slapping on the oyster shell cliffs mixed with the black mussels and barnacles. I place the whelk upon my chest. Your fingers grip my leather hand like the teeth of the leopard cowrie. Thumps below sternum flutter like the coquina, spread as the wings of the daffodil butterflies, creamsicle stripes in the sandalwood sand. Breath by breath, we listen to the oceans in our lungs, placing a jewel box in the palm as the surf tickles the naked feet. With the cat paws, angel wings, and the turkey wings, as we are swept to deep waters, limpets in the wental trap, breathless in the undertow. Ah, the ocean, the ocean, the ocean. There's nothing like the ocean. I like to collect stuff. And seashells may be one of those things that I really, really enjoy collecting. Now, in this particular poem, I went ahead and I researched seashells and I researched the different types. And what I got out of here was whelks, mussels, barnacles, cowrie, coquina, let me see what else, jewel box, cat paws, angel wings, turkey wings, and limpet, and finally wental trap. Just different types of shells that I interwove within this poem. And there's so much that people can do with stuff like this. They can grab a hold of different types of poetry. And, hold on. I'm trying to do something here, so hang with me, folks. Got it. Let's see if I can do this. I'm doing some stuff in the background, too. Just want to say that Mocha is still out there listening to us, folks. So the connection's bad, and we're not even going to retry setting it back up. And that's fine. But there's one thing that I find wonderful about poetry. You can go and do research on it. You can pick different things, and then compare what those things are in your everyday life. Like in this one, stuff like the coquina shell. To me, when you look at it, it's like butterflies. Different types of wonderful butterflies. When they're spread out, they look like they have butterfly wings. Some of them are pure yellow like daffodils, and then some have orange and white stripes like a creamsicle, and different things like that. I really think that stuff like that is pretty damn awesome, and the way that that you look at stuff is different and awesome too. So never look at different things in your life and wonder if you can't see them in a different light, because different lights are just awesome to work with. I'm going to try it. We're trying something brand new here, folks, so just bear with me. In the meantime, let's go ahead and turn around and bring us up something excellent here. Like I said, everybody's still listening to this. So, Gonzo, I'm going to put in part three right now. And everybody, fasten your seatbelts and get ready. Three, which I am trying to get to right now. Okay, here we go. The audio drama. Here we go.
The cold stone slab sat flat in the middle of the drab, rat-infested death trap. Lay atop beauty everlasting, grasping for the next breath, rasping, restrained by drastic wraps of plastic. Distant from the edge of a dream, Sleepy seemed to hear a conversation between one voice beaming with esteem and another muffled voice boasting of their successful scheme.
I'm not awake.
Unconsciously aware, her subconscious needing repair, she herself found her mind bouncing through memories past highlights of her despair.
I'm not happy about this marriage.
I'm ecstatic.
The same is the world to me.
I promise to always be true.
You know, for a night, you're a real Prince Charming.
My place is at your side, forever.
You two are made for each other. Are you sure he makes you happy?
Yes, stepmother.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, my queen.
I'm sorry. Is this a bad time?
Wake up!
Sleepy sprung back to life, sliding her body to the side, struggling for breath while trying to cry. Heartbeat in her ears joined by a glorious ring, supplementing sounds of the outside world, the tone enveloping. Ripping through the passive restraint before a rush of blood, she began to faint. Sleepy flipped her body over. Frightened, she gripped her knees, curled her body, and pulled her legs closer. Her shivering teeth were chattering and cracked, too little body fat for heat, so no muscles would relax.
Who said that? Where am I?
Dragging a lifeless body slowly over cracks and stacks of cockroach carcasses as darkness intact revealed only grayscale rock and a door without a latch.
Nothing to fear, nothing to fear. Just your most mystical name, the magical mirror. The animals. Here, let this crowd cheering for me. Here, this should help.
Rising tall, standing on her feet, her body snapped, contorting, causing anguish and grief. Falling to her knees, no struggle to breathe, she may have been happy had anger not seeped from her core. Every pore forced her into a sleep. Now her eyes finally opened once more, she could see.
Feeling better?
I remember everything.
Good. Now I have something you want.
What could you possibly offer me, except their lives?
The magic mirror winced his cheek, unique as his eyes brightened wide, bearing down his widow's peak.
How could a mirror know?
Magic mirror.
Indeed the truth, a mirrored private eye, unconventional sleuth, any surface reflective can be home to said detective, from a coin kept collected to the shiniest silver tooth.
You want to know something really funny? You remember Goldilocks, don't you?
Sleepy could barely contain the rage flowing through her veins.
Of course you know Goldilocks, if I'm not mistaken. She shot you and your entire family with... There's three bears, a girl named Red, Jack. I remember Jack was there.
Hands grasped, the framed glass, tearing straps and cracking clasps.
Oh, and the queen was watching. Goldie, that yellow-haired little backstabber and her three fat furry friends who shot your dearly beloved.
Well, they're just below us in the kitchen.
Well, the bears are. She's on her way. If you run fast enough, you might just catch them. Or maybe they'll kill all your loved ones again. Oh, wait!
Sleepy smashed the frame furiously, causing damage quite severe. So much for the mouthy magic mirror.
Oh, no, I'm still here.
Mirror's face scattered across each piece of glass in Sleepy's personal space.
And I'll be watching you.
Oh me, oh my, oh me, oh my. That was just the bomb. That was absolutely phenomenal. And we're going to put part four up here very shortly. I'm very excited to play part four. But let's see if I got this right. We're trying something new on the recording front, so bear with me. If this works, this is kind of revolutionary for this whole thing. This is the first time I'm trying something like this. So let's see if Mocha's poem worked out.
Bless This Mess, a poem by Mocha 868. I am grateful for every stone that tumbles in my path and trips my words over my feelings. They let me spill the aftermath onto blank pages and bruise the lessons into my knees. I am grateful for every drop of rain on my parade that flash floods my apathy's barren terrain. They remind me I'm alive again. When the clouds dissipate, the grass will be greener, and the birds will chirp. This too shall pass. I am grateful for those abundant sticks and stones. I was already born with strong bones. The wood is used for kindling to build my enemy's pyre, and I've enough stone to construct my eternal empire. Hardiness is a blessing. End poem.
Yes. All right. First of all, I want to say this is revolutionary in that we went ahead and took a voice note and turned it into this file within minutes. And this poem right here, it tells everything. Take whatever doesn't kill you makes you better. That's what I read here. Whatever it make you stronger, it'll make you construct something even better. This was phenomenal. Every time Mocha puts something out, I just get blown away. And this is no exception to that. I think it's brilliant. It shows her strength. It shows her wisdom. She is wise beyond her years. That's another one of these people. And, you know, I wouldn't be where I am, who I am today, if it wasn't for this woman, because she has done so much in even teaching this old dog new tricks and helping me believe in who I am and finding me, myself, and turning around and allowing myself to heal in ways that I didn't realize I needed to heal. And I found myself better, and this is a perfect example of who she is. Just an amazing poem, and I'm just floored by it. Great job, Mocha. And to end today's show, we are going to put in part four of the audio drama with Gonzo. So here we go.
Sleepy crept carefully, evading the scattered shards, peeping your head around the corner, checking for lookouts or guards.
Down the stairs with haste and stealth, as deftly as the seas move shells, she stopped abrupt in shock and awe.
No way they're this stupid.
But indeed a dragon was what she saw.
Toes could not have tipped with a lesser click as her slick retreat and crafty feet worked like sweet arithmetic.
Hey, sleepy!
Back behind the stone-broken pillar, her stomach curdling, her next, she'd be dinner.
I'm just messing with you.
This dragon sleeps and sleeps. It's so depressed and so boring.
Glittering light manifested in bright luminescent, refracted, leaving Sleepy distracted.
Pull this pin, then run.
Pin slid and the shackle unclipped.
Running time!
Propelled by functioning quads and sheer terror, she jettisoned out of the immediate area, round the corner, down the hall, past the three bears, who were perplexed by what they saw. The three bears poked their head out to spy a peek before smoke and fire charred each evenly. The dragon's patience never slackened, nor became complacent while the hallways blackened, continuing to chase the original game, becoming maddened with each failed flame. Sleepy hit a dead end, smacking at the brittle bricks when she turned around and found the dragon was closer than comfort would permit. With no other options left in her mind, she did the polite thing and apologized.
But I'm the one that set you free. Oh, please, please don't eat me.
The dragon scoffed and huffed, lifting itself up into the air, taking flight, crashing through the skylight and flying deep into the night. Sleepy was relieved, but realized there wasn't time since she would have to find Goldie and squeeze the life out of her just as demand payment for their crimes.
Okay, where the hell am I now?
Goldie wrapped her luscious locks around Sleepy's throat and began to gloat.
I've been waiting a long time, you know.
Who knew hair was so efficient at stopping air from entering one's lungs and sapping strength from the knees? Sleepy fought and crawled and dragged and clawed and managed to get Goldie off her feet. As Goldie rose, she froze a sad pose as she saw what was laid bare of the three protective bears.
I'm done playing babysitter. You're gonna die!
With a quick maneuver, once again, Goldie laced her strands of hair around Sleepy's neck and hand.
You know, if you keep chewing on your hair, you're gonna get a fur haul.
The mirror's sarcasm was not appreciated, but the mirror's stare at the table was fixated. Sleepy turned and spotted three bowls, grabbing one, but finding it cold, the second lukewarm, no menacing harm, but the third, piping hot, was the just right one all along. Burning a layer of skin on over half of her palm, Sleepy removed Goldie's grin and her chin with the liquid napalm. Even as Goldie screamed, a tear never fell from her eye, for the liquid sealed duck shut and she could no longer cry. Spastically, she thrashed and crashed along the shelves before unwittingly heading for a window. Mirror unlocked the seventh-tier glass encasement and Goldie soared through, splattering on a garden embankment.
Why did you do that?
I told you, dear girl, I have what you want, and if you play along, you just might have it all.
Sleepy unlocked the door Jason, headed out through the castle's basement, passing a case in her haste, removing a blade for just in case, unaware her entertainment for the mirror, though his pleasure sadistically queer, had a deeper story than vengeance for her tragic fallen engagement.
So, evil stepmother, husband and other relative brutally murdered on your wedding day, coma for 5 years.
What?
Sleepy stopped in her tracks, taken aback by this final fact.
I've been asleep for 5 years? 5 years. Son of a...
Son of a... Oh my god, that was freaking brilliant. I loved it. There's so much more that I'm excited for. Part 5 and part 6. Ultimately, this is a 10-part, I don't even know, epic saga that will be playing out over the next few weeks here, folks. So do not miss a beat of this. This is fire. This is dynamite. This is something that just absolutely rocks and will be rolling. So once again, thank you, Gonzo, for putting this together, for entertaining us thoroughly, and for absolutely allowing us to play this, because we appreciate you. We appreciate each and every person who writes for us, who's a member of Il Nostro Regno, and we just love everybody out there that has become part of this family. We thank you all. And even the people that aren't here in All Poetry that are listening along, my friend V, who normally from the UK, she's out on vacation in Dubai. Oh, my God. Jealous. And then Joe, who is from Serbia, but she's going on vacation to Croatia. And talking about Croatia, you got Nine out there. Gonzo from Canada, Titus from the UK, Phil is also from the UK, great to see him. Of course, our dear and lovely Mocha from Trinidad and Tobago, more specifically the Tobago side of it, and everybody else who listens in and is part of this adventure in this kingdom we're in. Thank you all for joining us, because without you, we wouldn't even be here. We would be nothing. So all the love and support to each and every one of you as we get through, as we just start on the summer together. I'm ready to take more adventures with you every single day. So without further ado, let's play a little scientific on the way out and call it a show. Thank you.
Thank you.